Hey, I'm Raul Campos from KCRW, and I'm here with comedian Paul Scheer. He co-hosts one of the most downloaded comedy podcasts called How Did This Get Made? He also has appeared on TV shows on almost a dozen different channels, from FX Network's The League to the sketch series Party Over Here on Fox. Today, we're here to talk about songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. What's this first track we're going to check out?
Okay, so Weezer was a band, to me, that was like my band. Like, you felt like you found Weezer, or at least I did. I was in high school and it felt really cool. And their first album, the Blue Album, was a huge hit. And then Pinkerton came out. And this track, Why Bother, is just, for me in high school, it had like a, you know, every guy, I think Rivers Cuomo represents the nerdy guy who's trying to get into a relationship. It's not quite working out, even to this day with their latest album. It's still, you know, which is kind of maybe sad that he's still going through this 20 years later. But it spoke to a high school me, you know, like, why even bother? Why even, you know, why even try anymore? It's just going to end badly. And it's melancholy, but it's kind of upbeat at the same time. So I'm a big fan of this album in general, because the whole album is kind of like, oh, love is great, but it really just sucks because they're going to break up with you. You're going to be brokenhearted. And what are you going to do? You're going to have sex? Sure, but it won't be as fulfilling as love. And love is just going to bite you in the ass. So this song, I think, probably covers up the entire album in this one song.
All right, so that was Why Bother by Weezer. Now we're going to get into Kelly Clarkson, man. Talk
Kelly
to us about
Clarkson.
This next tune.
All right. I don't care who you are. This song is another motivator. Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone, to me, I remember going through a breakup, feeling this song, and, you know, and where Weezer is in the melancholy, like, oh, love sucks and whatever. Kelly Clarkson's like, yeah, you know what? The best thing that ever happened to me is that I got broke up. I'm moving on and things are better. And it's like, yeah, yeah. Like, this is getting you out of the bed. When you're in that bed of the depression of, what am I going to do my whole life? I'm so sad. She will get you out. And I put it on here as a representative of what I love about female punky pop music. I love bubblegum pop. I think there's a place for it in the world of music. I think it's better than any, like, guy pop music, like One Direction and all that sort of stuff. There's a place for it, sure, yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's something about, like, just like a 20-year-old girl just, like, rocking out to a song that, I don't know, it just gets me more jazzed than anything. I just feel like it's coming from a more real, raw, emotional place. They're not trying to be cool. They're trying to fucking rock out. And I'm sorry, a curse.
Since you've been gone, how come I never hear you say, I just wanna be with you? Guess you never felt that way. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get.
That was Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. Our guest DJ is Paul Scheer, picking some great tunes. And up next, we're going to check out Ben Folds' The Luckiest. Now, why did you pick this track?
Well, this track has a very special meaning to me because this was actually my wedding song.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's very tricky to kind of find a wedding song that feels timeless to a certain extent, doesn't feel overdone. And this was a song that when my wife found it, she sent it to me, and I immediately started to cry. And listening to it today, before I came down here, I was like, well, I'd start to cry again. Like, it makes me think of her. It makes me think of our lives. It makes me think of, like, that connection that you find when you do find this kind of perfect person that kind of fits in with you and that you're connected. And I think anyone who is in a long-term relationship, you listen to this thing and it echoes a lot of the thoughts that you have about your partner. And, you know, there's a great line in it about, like, you know, if we didn't know each other and I saw you outside the window, you know, it's beautiful imagery and it makes you feel so lucky for having this person in your life. I can only describe it by saying, like, I think if you're in a long-term relationship, this song will touch your heartstrings.
The always fantastic Ben Folds doing The Luckiest, your song for your wedding.
Yes.
And great tune. Gonna get into this next track that, Paul, I gotta give you a little credit because now you're schooling me on somebody. Andrew WK. Talk to me about this guy and this song that we're gonna check out.
Okay. Andrew WK, I love this guy. I don't know how to describe him more than the human embodiment of the Tasmanian devil from, like, those, like, old, like, Bugs Bunny cartoons, and the instinct to party. He also rocks out on a piano. Like, he's not a guitar guy. He's not a drum guy. He has a old school piano, and he is just banging the way on it. And when he is rocking out, he looks like he is a zombie from The Walking Dead that's just blowing it out. I've been to his concerts, and I watched my friend get a tooth chipped from being in this, like, mosh pit. He invited the whole audience up on stage in a live show. I ran up on stage. I got sideswiped by a security guard, like, clothesline to the neck. I went down, and I was never so psyched to go down so hard. Put this on while you're working out. Put this on when you need to get pumped up, when you need to get the energy to face something that you're not sure about, or just want to get psyched for the night. This will do you every time. He is the definition of a pregame.
That was Party Hard in every sense of the word. Andrew WK. So now we're going to check out slightly different direction. We're a little bit of angst and, well, I'll let you introduce this.
Well, this is the question I was going to ask you. How do you introduce a song? Because whenever the song is presented, it has asterisks in it.
Right.
So then you can say,
that gives you a little hint.
Right, of what's coming up. This is from the Kanye West, Jay-Z album, Watch the Throne. I mean, the song is Niggas in Paris, right? Like, that's what the song is. I think you sound really dumb when you say N-words in Paris. It's there. I've said it. But I do have a special connection with this song, which is, I was at the Watch the Throne tour at Staples, which was amazing. And how they closed the show was with this song. And they did it in a way that was unlike anything I've ever seen. And I don't know if you know this, but at the end of the show, they would sing this song. And then Jay-Z at the very end would be like, again! And then they would do it again. And then at the end of that, he'd go, again! And they would do it again. And I was at the show that held the record for the most agains. I think we did it like 18 times back to back. And I got more excited every single time.
Wow.
And Staples Center got more excited every single time. It was just like this anthem just kept on building and building and building.
That's crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I said, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hot,
that's crack.
That's crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hot.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish filet.
Ball so hot.
Yo, whip so cold.
Whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hot.
Like you ever be around like this again.
It's a song that, yes, I go to a lot, but it's also a song that I feel like I have a special connection with because there was a world-breaking record event of this one song in this one place, this one time, So when I hear it, yes, I love it, but I also remember being with these people for an encore that was one song 18 times in a row, and I never got sick, and I'm bummed that it wasn't 19 times. In Paris, and they
going gorillas, huh? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going. Also, guys wanna
find me. Kanye West and Jay-Z. I'm gonna say it. Niggas in Paris.
There you go. You see, there you go. Embrace it. That's what they want you to say. They don't want anyone to say N-words in Paris.
Selected by the man, Mr. Paul Scheer. Thank you so much for coming
through,
man.
Thank you. Please play that song 17 more times in a row.
What if that
was my top five songs?
Well, it was definitely a fun ride, man. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. Don't let me get in my zone. These other niggas is lying. Acting like the summer ain't mine.